You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
And welcome in MLB.com Extras, the Milwaukee Brewers edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Adam McAlvey. And Adam, this is what I love about baseball. I think this is why baseball, no matter how good or bad your team may be, this is why real baseball fans love the sport. Here you have the team with the worst record in baseball and scuffling, another losing skid. And they have just played, your Milwaukee Brewers have just played two of the most interesting games back-to-back, especially considering the circumstances that we've seen this year. And it's just beautifully entertaining baseball.
Yeah, you don't see 17 innings every day. Although, when you do, you think it would stand out. I remember the Brewers playing 17 innings back in 2004. And I remember Craig Counsell scoring the winning run in that game, a 1-0 game. But I asked him about it, and he doesn't remember it, which is astonishing to me. And then the Brewers follow up their 17-inning game on Sunday against the D-backs with a 1-0 win over the Cardinals on Monday in St. Louis with Mike Fiers, who wasn't even supposed to pitch the game but had to because they used Matt Garza in extra innings. And Fiers gives them 6 scoreless, a really big outing. And, Craig Counsell used a good word after the game. He said what Fiers did helped them normalize a little bit. And I'm thinking that's kind of what this team needs in general. They need to get just things calm and kind of back to normal because that's not the way it's been. They've had these extremes this year, the losing streaks. Some of their key guys, Kyle Loesch, Matt Garza, the veterans, they're supposed to be your steady pitchers. They've been not, ERA's up near 6. Just a rash of injuries. As of Sunday, every opening day position player had missed a game with injury, and it wasn't even June yet. So they've had all these extremes, and I think they'd like to just get things a little normalized, kind of be able to take a deep breath, and then see where they're at as a franchise and what they want to do as this trade deadline advances. So Mike Fiers took them a step closer to that with just a big-time pitching performance on Monday night.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point, too, the normalizing, because you think about baseball and those who are in the middle of that grind all year, 162 games, which, by the way, is preceded by a spring training grind of about 30 games. It is one of those where you love consistency, you love predictability, you love the routine, and being able just to kind of churn through day by day. And you're right. It's a good point, and that's why teams struggle sometimes, is they can't normalize. And this team has been so up and down. And you're talking about Fiers performance on Monday, coming off a 17-inning walk-off victory against Arizona. And those two games preceded by what? 6 consecutive losses? There is nothing close to normal about what this team has done this year.
Well, it just shows you in baseball, you get the boulder rolling, whether it's in a good direction or a bad one, and it is so hard to stop it. And that's what they've had this year. They got off to a terrible start. They lose Jonathan Lucroy, their club MVP last year. They lose all these other guys to the DL early, and they just weren't able to stop it. Now they find themselves in a terrible position. There was a point on Sunday where they were more games out of first place than they had victories, almost 2 months into the season. It's a bad place to be, obviously. And I think there's a realization. Look, Jonathan Lucroy said this yesterday. I said, when you left the team, you were hoping they could find a hot streak and you come back and help them keep it going. That didn't happen. So how do you get motivated to come back and start playing games again? And he just made the point that, he's not going to just roll over and say whatever. He's going to keep trying to do everything he can do every day to try to win and to be a good professional. And I think that's the individual battle that each of these guys now is facing, is come to the ballpark every day and try to win a baseball game. And it's weird. It's hard to do in this everyday schedule where it's just such a grind mentally and physically, and it is very hard to snap yourself out of something bad. You've seen that many, many times. And frankly, Dave, it goes the other way. When teams are good and they're out of their mind, good things just happen. And it's almost hard to snap those teams out of it in the other direction. So this is a fight right now. This is why the managers make the big bucks. This is why Craig Council wanted this job. And you know, if he wanted a challenge, he's definitely getting it.
Yeah, he is. I've always made the claim that it is probably equally as difficult to lose 100 games as it is to win 100 games. Because, like you say, you have to have the confluence of so many things go wrong or so many things go right. It's so difficult to hit, you know, those extremes just because of the way baseball is played and that daily nature. But, of course, you guys are seeing a situation right now where you might be, you know, challenging some of those numbers. And what about Jonathan Lucroy, though? I mean, his timing, his return could not have come at a more appropriate time after Martin Maldonado catches 17 innings, walks it off for you. He needed a break, and Lucroy comes back, does a nice job, certainly behind the plate, right? You got to give some credit for the shutout. How did he look at the plate?
You know, okay, the at-bats are okay, and that's the hallmark of Jonathan Lucroy, is that he's just going to put on a good at-bat for you. He's going to go the other way. And he did those things a little bit yesterday. It was another 0-for, and his numbers are ugly. You know, before he got hurt, we were talking with him some about the slump at the plate and how he was dealing with that, and he's, you know, coming back now to try to fight that. But I think what, you know, you make the point about contributing to the shutout, and that's true. He's going to help them get the pitching staff going. Martin Maldonado is a really good defensive catcher. I know that because I've watched him for years. I've watched him in spring training. He's really good. He did not play well at all while Jonathan Lucroy was out. The batting average is what it is, but I'm talking defensively, blocking, all the things that a catcher prides themselves in, Maldonado did not do. It was just a bad stint. So Lucroy is going to help them. He's a great pitch framer. He's a great confidence builder for those pitchers. And if they, you know, they want to get Kyle Loesch and Garza going, number one, because it helps them win games. Number two, because it puts them in a position to decide what they want to do with those guys for the long term. And that means getting them on a streak of good starts. I think Jonathan Lucroy is going to help for that. So even though this team is, you know, not in a good place in the standings, to put it lightly, his return still is a big deal for the organization for the immediate term and for the long term.
Yeah, you mentioned confidence for pitching staff, right? Because Maldonado, technically, you know, mechanically good defensive catcher, although guys can get overexposed, right? Some guys are better in small doses. But confidence is every bit as big a piece of it as whatever they do defensively, right? Guys like certain targets. Guys like certain personalities behind the plate. Is that sort of a differentiator when we talk about Jonathan Lucroy, part of what makes him?
Well, it's something he's good at, but it's also something Martin Maldonado is really good at. And those pitchers love throwing to Maldonado because he gives them this great low target. He's an assertive guy. I mean, again, he's a really good defensive catcher who had a bad 6 weeks at a bad time because he was playing every day. So he'll get back in this backup role and he'll probably play well for them defensively going forward because that's who he is. But, you know, and you're right, confidence is big. And I think you can look at those top two guys in the Brewers rotation right now, Kyle Loesch and Matt Garza, known quantities, never gone through a stretch this long to start a season like this. And at some point, you wonder if it is confidence. And Garza is the great example of it because he was two starts in his last start. Actually, he was very frustrated after the game because he's given up runs, he's given up hits. At that time, it was 19 runs, 23 hits over his last three starts. But he was also striking guys out. So the stuff is there, you know, but the results aren't, and that was frustrating him. And you wonder at that point what role confidence plays. And, I mean, look, I don't know. I don't know if anyone really could put their finger exactly on what has gone wrong for Matt Garza to start this season. But I think, you know, you start to look at some of those intangible-type things and you wonder a little bit. So for him to go out in that long 17-inning game, give them five scoreless innings, pick up the win, get out of a jam early in the outing where you got to run out third, one out. He gets out of it, keeps that game alive, gives the Brewers a chance to win. a huge confidence boost. And we'll see whether it translates into his next start. It'll be on Saturday in Minnesota. And it's a big game for him, just to build something, put two good outings together, have something good to feel about.
Well, we shall see. It will be interesting on Saturday to see how that goes. And, see what direction this Brewers team takes now. Lucroy back, a couple of exciting wins, and a big, big road trip right now for this club. Adam, always good stuff. Next week we'll check in on the Will Smith foreign substance story as well. Thanks, man.
All right. See you, Dave.
All right. Adam McAlvey, MLB.com Extras, the Milwaukee Brewers edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.